The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
The month of April may bring its showers, but a little rain has never yet dampened the spirits of a teenage boy. And that's the reason it's fun to know a youngster like Henry Aldrich. For you can't stay down when a real American boy is bouncing around. Now the scene opens at the Aldrich breakfast table.
Oh, boy, Mother, oh, boy, wouldn't you say I'm lucky, Mother?
Yes, dear, but will you please eat your cereal?
Sure, but gee, out of all the girls in this town, I'm the one she's chosen.
Henry, may I have the cream, please?
The cream? Father, wouldn't you say I'm sitting pretty?
What's that?
Look at what I just got from Loretta. It's an invitation for dinner at her house tonight.
That's fine. Pass the cream.
Henry, you haven't even started your cereal.
Mother, I don't want to get this letter messed up. Gee whiz, take a look at the stationery she used.
Yes, dear.
Father, would you like to take a look at it?
I would like to have you pass me the cream.
Gee whiz, haven't you? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What's the matter?
I hadn't smelled it before.
Where are you going?
I'm going to take a walk down here and get the cream.
Father, why don't you let me pass it to you?
You just sit there and keep on smelling that letter.
Now, Sam, don't tell him to smell when I've asked him to eat.
Hey, Henry, where are you?
Homer, where did you come from?
My house. Where do you think? Gee whiz, Henry, how'd you get that smudge on your face?
What smudge?
April Fool.
Listen, is this April Fool's Day? How did I let a thing like that happen?
Why, so it is.
Hi, Mr. Aldrich. Did you know you had a flat tire out in front?
That's fine.
Don't you believe me?
Homer, come here a second. Do you want to smell something?
No.
Go ahead, smell it.
Henry, you can't fool me with a thing like that. I know it's got pepper on it.
On this? Look, it's a letter from Loretta Darlington.
Yeah, April Fool.
You're crazy.
Henry, I'm sorry, but you will have to use one hand to eat with, regardless of how wonderful that letter is.
Yes, Mother. Homer, you know what surprised me more than anything?
Why?
Well, for 3 weeks now, I've been trying to get up enough courage to ask her to go to the dance Saturday night. Yesterday I did. And what do you think she said?
Why?
Henry, will you please pass the toast?
Yes. And then, Homer, right out of a clear sky, I get this.
Henry.
Henry, your father wants something. I'm going to answer the phone.
For me? What is his father?
Will you please pass Loretta? Never mind. Just skip it.
Well, here, Homer, pass my father the sugar.
I don't want the sugar.
You want the cream, Mr. Aldrich?
I've had the cream.
Could it be the butter, Father?
It could not. I've forgotten what it is.
Henry, could I have that piece of toast there?
Sure.
Homer, give that to me.
Oh, sure, Mr. Aldrich, here.
Homer, you and Henry are both wanted on the telephone.
Yes, somebody wants us.
Both of us? Who was it?
All I know is it's the main office at the school, and Miss Shea wants to speak with one of you.
Miss Shea? Uh-huh. Oh, boy, Homer.
Oh, boy.
Henry, hurry right back.
What could it be, do you suppose?
Well, frankly, it could be one of two things. Here, Henry, you take the receiver.
Homer, I can't. I've got my mouth full.
You have not. You haven't got a thing in it.
I have to.
Hello?
Hello, is this Henry Aldrich?
Well, no, not exactly. This is Homer Brown.
Oh, well, you'll do just as well.
I will.
Mr. Bradley has asked me to tell you that it won't be necessary for you and Henry Aldrich to report to any classes today.
Oh, you mean we're expelled?
What's that, Homer?
He wants you to help decorate the auditorium for the spring play.
Oh, boy, he does?
He does what, Homer?
He also wanted me to ask you whether you have all your homework finished.
Why, yes, I've got it right here in my pocket.
You have?
In fact, I've got it right here in my hand now.
You have?
Tear it up? Okay.
What's that, Homer?
Look, Henry. Look at what Miss Shea says we can do.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't tear it, did you?
Now, listen, Agnes. Is that you?
Oh, my goodness.
Agnes, do you realize what you've done to us?
Homer, was that Agnes?
Yes, and look at my homework. Oh, boy, that's a swell April Fool joke.
Homer, look at what I've done.
What's the matter?
When you began tearing, I began tearing, too. Look at Loretta's invitation to dinner tonight.
Gee whiz, you can still go, can't you?
Sure, naturally, but Homer, we've got to get even with her.
That's what I say. I'm going to call her up and tell her I'm Mr. Bradley.
Homer, that won't be any good. I've got a better idea. I can see the whole thing just as clear as day.
Well, what is it? What is it?
You know all those contests Agnes is always entering?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, when we get to school, we'll tell one of the fellas to tell her she won $100.
Sure, Henry, sure. Only let's make it $500.
Sure, and really spread it around.
Sure.
We'll tell everybody. Boy, we'll tell everybody in this school.
Have you heard? Have you heard about Agnes Love?
Really? You mean to say she won all that money?
Sure. Let's go ask her about it.
Hi, you heard about Agnes?
Yeah, and can you beat it? I sit next to her in English.
Hey, what's this I hear about Agnes? Did she really win a contest?
Sure she did. Look at her over in that crowd. Let's go tell her.
Agnes Love won all that money? You're crazy.
I am not. I know somebody that says she knows somebody that heard it on the radio last night.
Did you hear it?
No, but it's all over the school, though.
Hi, Homer. There she is over there.
Agnes. Oh, Agnes.
What do you want?
We want to tell you something.
Agnes, did you know you won $1,000 in a contest?
You're crazy.
You did, too. Ask anybody in school, Agnes.
You're crazy. I won $2,500.
You did?
You did?
Sure I did.
Imagine. Homer, what do you know about that?
I can hardly believe it.
Well, I did, Homer Brown, and don't try to make out it couldn't be possible.
I know, Agnes, but $2,500? That much never occurred to me.
Well, I did. And if you don't believe me, you can ask anybody here on the campus.
Oh, Agnes, we're not trying to make you out a liar. Only, what contest was it?
How should I know? I enter one every time I pick up a new magazine.
Hello, Agnes. I came over to tell you how proud I am to know you.
Thanks.
Yes, Agnes, you're really smart.
You know what I think I'll do, fellas? I think I'll take the whole gang over to the soda fountain and treat them after school.
You will?
You really will?
Sure. Homer, could you let me borrow $1 until I get my prize?
What's that? I'll tell you, Agnes, I've got to go or I'll be late to class.
Yes, same here. Goodbye, Agnes.
Agnes, are you sure the whole thing isn't an April Fool joke?
Listen, don't you think I know one of those when I see one? Didn't I tell you what I did to Henry?
No.
I wrote him a note and asked him to come to Loretta Darlington's for dinner tonight.
Really?
Sure, I even signed Loretta's name to it. Boy, do I love April Fool jokes.
Have some more potatoes, Sam?
No, thank you, Alice.
Henry, can't I give you anything?
No, thank you. I'll just sit here and watch you eat.
I'm sorry, dear, that we're having such a good dinner on the evening you're invited over to Loretta's.
Oh, that's all right, Mother. We'll probably have a swell dinner over there, too. Boy, did Homer and I play the darndest April Fool joke today.
Alice, may I have the biscuits, please?
Here you are.
It's the best April Fool joke I ever thought of.
Henry, are you quite sure you shouldn't be starting for Loretta's?
Mother, I've got loads of time. Look, here's part of her invitation right here. She says, we won't be eating tonight until 8:30. Be sure to come good and hungry.
Well, Henry, will you please answer that?
Stay where you are, Henry. I'll answer it. I'm expecting a call.
Mother, what are you and Father having for dessert?
Hello, this is Sam Aldridge speaking.
Mr. Aldridge, this is Mr. Lawson.
Who?
Agnes Lawson's father.
Oh, yes, yes, hello.
Say, Sam, I don't know whether you heard about it or not, but the Lawson family seems to have struck oil.
What's that?
You mean you haven't heard about it?
No, not a word.
Well, don't you listen to the radio?
No, not if I can help it.
Well, Sam, I don't know why we weren't listening last night ourselves, but we understand Agnes won the grand prize.
You don't say so.
Now, Sam, I want to ask your advice about something. Agnes says she's been reading the rules, and she's under the impression that the winner must appear in New York for the check.
Yes, that sounds reasonable.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. Only Agnes can't possibly make a trip to New York by herself, and Mrs. Lawson and I can't get away. And what I was wondering was, could you go up and represent us with a power of attorney?
Why, when would I have to leave?
Tomorrow. We've sent a telegram for instructions, and I imagine they'll say they want us to come right on to New York.
Tomorrow, the only thing is...
We'd be glad to pay your expenses, Sam, and make it right with you in the bargain.
Why, you pay my expenses, and that's all I ask for. Any young lady that's smart enough to go out and win a contest deserves everything she can get out of it.
Mean you go?
I think I could arrange things. As a matter of fact, I'd like a trip to New York.
That's fine, fine. Now I won't have to worry.
No, don't you worry about a thing.
Just one more thing before you hang up. If you don't mind keeping this confidential. Because we heard it was $2,500, and Agnes feels it's $3,500, and then we've heard from another source that it might be even more.
Oh, you don't say so.
And naturally, until we know just how we really do stand, we don't want to go around talking too much.
I see your point.
Goodbye.
Dear, your dinner's getting cold.
Come here, Alice. I've got something to tell her you won't believe.
Sam, what's the matter?
father.
Mr. Lawson just phoned me.
Yes?
And it looks as though I'll have to leave for New York tomorrow.
On this short notice, Sam?
I can arrange it, I think.
Mother, don't you want me to tell you what I was going to?
No, Henry, not now.
But Mother, it was the best April Fool joke you ever heard of.
Henry, will you please go back into the dining room while I finish telling your mother something?
But, Father, I'm not eating any dinner.
All right, go in there and look at mine. At any rate, get out of here.
Yes, Father, I'll go. Only I thought you'd like to know about that joke Homer and I played.
As though an April Fool joke were important at a time like this. Alice, you won't believe it, but here's what happened.
Well, sir, I may have seen bigger steaks and juicier steaks, but I don't remember where.
And we can all thank Agnes for having it.
Thank you, Mother. Did you really use up all our ration coupons to get this dinner?
Yes, dear. Ed, you aren't cutting those slices a little bit thick, are you?
Gertrude, are you forgetting what has happened to the Lawson family? Why don't we have any bigger plates than these?
Oh, Ed, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going downtown tomorrow and buy a whole new dinner set.
Now, Gertrude, we don't need to spend any money on dishes. Besides, I've got that money all planned out for Agnes.
You have, Father?
First thing I'm going to do is see whether I can get a priority to get a new car.
For me?
Agnes, you aren't old enough to drive a car. You know you aren't. Here, pass this steak to your mother.
Ed, I don't care for any. I can't eat a thing.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Not a thing. Only if I can't get a new dinner set out of this, why...
All right, go ahead and get a dinner set.
And, Father, do you know what I want to get? First of all, a new evening dress.
A new what?
Without any shoulders. Boy.
Agnes, do you realize that I haven't finished telling your father what I'm going to do?
Well, folks, I've got that all attended to.
Ralph, you're interrupting your mother.
Oh, excuse me, but I just wanted to tell you I resigned my job.
You resigned, Ralph?
Sure, I gave up my job Saturday night at the Havens drugstore.
On my money?
Well, you're my sister, aren't you? I'm going to have somebody to go to the dance Saturday night.
How are you going to pay for the tickets?
Listen, Agnes, don't be so selfish.
Henry.
Yes, Father?
I thought you were coming down here so I could have a talk with you.
Just one more minute, Father.
What's the matter with the boy?
Sammy's upstairs changing his tie.
Again? That's the third time he's changed it this evening.
Dear, he's going over to Loretta Darlington's in just a few minutes.
Yes, Father, is there something you wanted?
There is.
Henry, your father's just been talking with me, and he has a grand idea.
He has?
Yes, dear, and I'm going to let him tell you about it.
Yes, Father.
Henry, it's been a long time since you and I have done anything together, hasn't it?
Well, we had a milkshake together last week.
Yes, but, Henry, how would you like to make a trip to New York with me?
To New York, Father?
Yes, sir, you and I get on the train tomorrow, and we'll go on a real binge for the weekend.
To New York?
To New York.
But how about my school tomorrow afternoon?
I can get you out of it, I think.
Oh, boy, and you're asking me whether I want to go?
I thought you'd like it.
Only, how about Loretta? I asked her to go to the dance Saturday night.
Well, I don't think she'd want to stand in the way of your going to New York, would she?
No, gee whiz, after all, she's having me for dinner tonight, so that won't make it as though I weren't going to see her at all.
Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Homer's on the phone.
He is? Father, will you excuse me while I speak to him, please? And thank you very much for telling me. Hello?
Hey, Henry, wait till you hear what happened to me.
To you, Homer, when do you hear about me?
Well, Henry, I got a job at the Havens drugstore for Saturday night.
You did?
Sure, the guy that was working there just quit on a moment's notice.
But, Homer, when do you hear what happened to me?
Why?
Wait till I tell you. My father and I are going to New York.
You are?
Yeah, we're going on a blowout. Do you know how high the Empire State Building is?
Sure, 75 stories.
You're crazy, Homer. 75 stories? It's around 250. And I'm going all the way to the top.
Sure, Henry. I know a couple of guys that have been to the top.
But Homer, did you ever eat in an automatic restaurant? All you do is put in a nickel and, boy, things come right out at you.
Henry, your father wants to speak to you.
He does, Mother. Homer, goodbye, and I'll send you a postcard.
Okay. And I'll be back here drinking all the sodas I can hold.
So long.
Henry.
Yes, Father.
Henry, I've got to make the Pullman reservations right away. Are you quite sure it'll be all right for you to break your date with this Loretta of what's-her-name?
Sure, Father. She won't mind staying home. She's a very good sport.
You're quite sure?
Sure. Hello?
Number, please.
L-991.
L-991?
Yes, please. Gee, Father, did Homer turn green when I told him about New York City?
Yes.
Boy, poor kid back here in Centerville with
Hello?
His... Hello? Didn't you recognize my voice? This is Henry.
Oh, Henry Aldrich?
Yes. I'm sorry to bother you right this minute, Loretta, but my father just asked me to go up in the Empire State Building with him.
What's that?
We're going to New York.
Well, you are, Henry.
Yes, tomorrow. And I was just wondering whether it would be all right if I couldn't take you to the dance Saturday night.
Well, Henry, as a matter of fact, it works out fine because somebody just phoned me a few minutes ago and asked me to go with him.
Oh, somebody did?
Yes. A friend of mine has just come into a lot of money.
Oh.
I hope you have a nice time in New York.
Loretta, and I'll be over in just a couple of minutes.
What's that?
Boy, and am I starved. Goodbye.
Agnes Lawson has sent an April Fool letter to Henry, inviting him to dinner tonight at Loretta Darlington's. Henry and Homer, in order to keep April Fool's Day from being a total loss, have led Agnes to believe that she's the winner of a radio contest. The scene opens in Loretta Darlington's home. The time is around 9:15.
Well, Mrs. Darlington...
Yes, Henry?
Nothing.
I'm sorry Loretta isn't here right this minute, Henry. She said she was going to step out, and she told me where she was going. But I didn't pay any attention.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Darlington. That's all right. I'd just as soon sit here. If you have any work to do in the kitchen, you go right ahead with it.
You're not keeping me from one thing, Henry.
I'm not.
Won't you have another piece of candy?
Oh, I don't mind if I do.
Just a moment while I take this next layer of paper out. I didn't realize we'd eaten practically half a box.
It's very good candy.
Is it your favorite kind?
Oh, I like any kind, And you don't have to worry. It never spoils my appetite.
Good. Tell me, did you have any April Fool jokes played on you today?
No, I got by this year with what you might call a clean slate.
My goodness. Did I tell you what Agnes did to Loretta?
No, ma'am. Mrs. Darlington, when Loretta went out, did she say about how long she'd be gone?
No, I don't think she did.
Well, where's Mr. Darlington? I haven't seen him since I got here.
He went to a lodge meeting.
Oh, he did? Is he... having dinner there?
Oh, my, no. He grabbed a bite before he left.
Oh. Too bad he couldn't wait.
Well, as I started to tell you, Henry, Agnes Lawson has played more jokes today. Do you know what she did this morning?
What?
She didn't say one word to Loretta about it, but she wrote a note to Loretta's father and asked him whether she could have a dollar and signed Loretta's name. And Mr. Darlington never knew the difference and gave Loretta a dollar.
He did?
Yes. And Agnes not only made her handwriting look exactly like Loretta's, but where she ever got Loretta's scented stationery, I never will know.
Oh. Oh! Agnes did that?
Yes. Wasn't that a good one?
Oh. Mrs. Darlington, would you tell me something frankly?
Yes.
About how many meals have you had here so far today?
Why, three. Why do you ask?
Oh. Oh! Well, so Agnes did a thing like that to Loretta. Loretta, come in here.
Mother, whose hand is out there in the hall? Oh, hello, Henry.
Hello.
My goodness, I've been over to the Lawsons and more things have happened to them.
What, for instance?
They're so rich, Mother, they're practically rolling in money. Mrs. Lawson put in a long-distance call all the way to San Francisco just to tell old Mrs. Lawson about it.
About what?
The $3,500 they won. Haven't you heard, Henry?
Loretta Agnes didn't win any money.
Why, Henry, she did, too.
Gee, well, she couldn't have. The whole thing was an April Fool joke.
Why, Henry, it couldn't have been.
But I'm telling you, Homer and I... we made the whole thing up.
If you ask me, Henry Aldrich, I don't like your attitude.
All right, I'll show you.
As a matter of fact, Henry, if you're going to contradict me like that, I'm glad I'm not going to the dance with you.
And as a matter of fact, I'm glad I'm going to San Francisco. I mean, New York. Goodbye.
Henry Aldrich, I think you're insane.
Just what do you mean by a statement like that?
Well, Mr. Lawson told me himself that your own father is going to New York to collect the money for Agnes.
My father?
Yes, your father.
That's why he's going?
Yes.
And I... now listen, Loretta. Gee whiz! But Agnes, you didn't. You couldn't possibly have.
Henry, I suppose you think I don't know an April Fool's joke when I see one.
But I'm not kidding you. You didn't win it.
Wait a second, Henry. Let me explain it to her. Agnes, Henry, and I just made the whole thing up.
By Homer Brown. And I suppose you made up the fact that I entered that contest.
You may have entered it, but you didn't win it.
Now, Henry, for the last time, I'm not going to be April Fool's. You're just trying to get back at me for writing that letter to you from Loretta.
What letter, Henry?
Never mind, Homer. Let's just take one thing at a time. Now, listen, Agnes.
I'm not going to listen to one thing you say of all the jealous people.
But, Agnes!
Wait.
What's all this noise in here?
Oh, gee whiz, hello, Mr. Lawson.
That's the trouble.
Mr. Lawson, there's something we feel we ought to tell you.
Well?
Agnes thinks she won a lot of money, see?
Yes?
And she won't believe she didn't.
Well, why shouldn't she believe it?
But Mr. Lawson, I guess you didn't understand. This is April Fool's Day, see?
I know, but I don't think you boys ought to try to pull a joke like this one.
What's that?
Pretty serious thing, boys, when you deliberately tell somebody they didn't win a prize like $3,500 when it's common knowledge that they did.
But she couldn't have, and gee, my father...
I won't tell your father about this, Henry, but you better be running along. Agnes has had a pretty big day, and for that matter, this whole family has. We're in no mood for jokes.
You mean you don't believe us either?
You boys just forget it's April Fool's Day and go home and get your schoolwork done.
But Mr. Lawson...
Now run along. Good night.
Gee, was that a fine thing.
Henry... Did we make this whole thing up? Or did Agnes really win that prize?
Listen, Homer, we've got to do something about this.
Hello? Mr. Lawson speaking.
Hello, this is the telegraph office.
Yes?
I got a telegram here for you.
Oh, yes, yes. Is it from New York?
Well, it has New York written at the top. There's something about it I want to explain to you, but I think I'd better read it to you first.
All right.
It says, this is to inform you that Agnes Lawson did not win $3,500 because she couldn't have. You are the victim of an April Fool joke.
Oh. Oh, they say anything else?
No, nope, that's all.
Oh.
But I think I ought to tell you, Mr. Lawson, that that telegram didn't really come over the wires. Henry Aldrich and Homer Brown dropped in here a few minutes ago and told me to phone it to you.
Oh, you don't say so. Henry Aldrich and Homer Brown, eh?
Henry, do you realize what a serious thing this is that you and Homer have done? Sending a telegram that wasn't even real.
But, Father, we...
Don't you boys like Agnes? I always supposed she was a pretty nice girl.
She is, Mr. Aldrich, but she hasn't any sense of humor.
That's the point. You think a thing like this is funny?
No, Father, not anymore. We don't.
Do you think any family in their right mind would go ahead and make all the plans they have if they hadn't won the money? I've a good mind not to take you to New York.
But, Father, that's the point. Don't you understand?
Henry, for the last time, let's not fool about this anymore. I've changed our plans, and we're going tonight. My bag is right here, and it's all packed.
But, Father...
If you want to go with me, you have 10 minutes in which to pack your things.
You mean you're going now?
I ought to be on the way to the station right this minute.
But, Father, you can't take that train. Even if you cut off my allowance for the next 6 months, you've got to listen to me.
Will you have another hamburger, Homer?
Thanks. I don't mind if I do.
Boy, am I hungry. Could I have the catsup, please?
Here.
These hamburgers are the best I ever ate in my life, Henry.
I'm glad you like them, Agnes. Would you like to have me put another nickel in the jukebox?
Yes, that'd be swell.
Agnes, is your brother Ralph going back to work in the Havens drugstore this Saturday night, or is he going to wait a week?
No, he's going right back. Boy, is he mad at me.
Why is he mad at you?
I don't know. Nobody in my family's speaking to me.
That's the way it is in my family.
Well, as a matter of fact...
And you know, maybe it's just as well I didn't get it.
Didn't get what?
My evening dress without shoulders. I guess I'm just not the type.
Boy, has this been a day.
I'll say it has.
Same here.
Henry, you spilled some ketchup on your tie.
But you was where?
April Fool!
Now listen, Agnes!
It's 12 o'clock, Henry, and you can't get back at me.
Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with your favorite youngster, his family, and his pals. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith.